I've got the head basketball coach of the Portland Trail Blazers entering his ninth season as Blazers head coach. The only current NBA coach to win Coach of the Month at least once in each of the last six seasons, led Portland to the playoffs each of the last 7 years, including a trip to the conference finals. Portland is going to open up the preseason against Sacramento on December 11th. If you can believe that, my guest is Terry Stotts. Terry, it's great to have you back. Terry, before we get into the offseason, the preseason, everything else that's going on, bring me up to date. How are you doing? How is your life right now?
Well, I'm doing well. Thanks for having me, Jim. We're probably like everybody else. We're managing getting through the pandemic and trying to stay safe and at the same time get some work done.
You know, I would imagine so. Let me ask you this. When you look back on your time in Florida, you made the playoffs, you battled with the Lakers, just the overall bubble experience, what kind of thoughts and memories do you have as you look back on last year?
Well, I was really proud of our team in what we were able to accomplish in the bubble. Our chances of making the playoffs when we got there were very small. But we went there committed. We knew we'd have to go at least 6-2 just to get into the play-in game. We did that, and I was really proud of the focus and the commitment that our players had. On a grander scale, I was really proud to be a part of what the NBA did. Think about when that was in June and July when they were putting together the bubble, and there were so many question marks about what it was going to be, how it was going to be. And the NBA did a remarkable job. And when I say NBA, I mean the league office, all the players, coaches, management, everything that went in, Disney, all those things that went into making it a successful bubble from a health standpoint. And going into it, I felt like, as important as it was for our team, it was really important in some ways to our country to show that we could do something and keep people healthy and still put on a quality basketball experience for the fans on television.
Terry Stotts joining us. I agree with you, Terry. Like, at that time, I thought it was amazing that the league was able to pull that off. But looking back on it now, it seems like it's even more amazing. At the same time, I don't know about you, I'm having a pretty hard time wrapping my head around some of these dates. For example, you're going to open up the preseason against Sacramento on December 11th. That's next Friday. Like, how is that even possible? And what's the preseason going to be like?
Well, it's really going to be interesting because of the lack of preparation, both from a team standpoint and from an individual standpoint. You know, ordinarily we have more preparation time. We're going to go into it and have a regular season game probably within 2.5 weeks of starting camp. So, and the players have not had the opportunity to be at the same conditioning they would be in a normal September, October, going into a season. So the preparation from a coaching standpoint is going to be a challenge. I think managing players' conditioning and just their physical preparation so that injuries become less likely. I think we'll still have some injuries like you see in football, but it's a different world. And the fact that this is happening in December as opposed to September, October is different as well.
Terry Stotts is joining us. You know, when you talk about the players and their approach, Terry, I thought Damian Lillard made a really, really interesting point. He said, quote, 1977 has been a long time. I want to be a part of that. I get up every morning. I train my ass off. I take care of my body. You know, I don't live a wild life. And a lot of the steps I take in my life is so I can come out here and be my best and play at the highest level so I can win a championship for this organization and this city. End quote. Obviously, when you talk about Dame, there's no surprise that that's the way he's thinking about things. But how valuable is that for you as a head coach to have a leader like Dame who has that mindset and sets that tone for everybody else?
Well, as you mentioned, I'm very fortunate to have not only a player of Dame's talent, but his leadership. And I've said this many times, when you look through the history, I'm a big history buff of the NBA, but when your best player is your best leader and you can go, whether it's Magic Johnson or Tim Duncan or LeBron or whoever, the successful franchise, those exceptional players are also your best leaders. And we're fortunate here in Seattle to have Dame. And look, Dame turned 30, and we have a window, and nothing would make everybody more happy than to win a championship during his tenure here in Portland, because he's been a great leader. He's been a great foundation of the franchise and the city. The city adores him now, but if we deliver a championship, it would be even more so. It would be legendary.
Oh, no doubt. Terry Stotts joining us. So in terms of that, Dame also said that the two teams that he's been on, the 2014-15 team and the 2019 team that went to the conference finals, were the ones that he felt were closest to a title. I understand this is a really unusual year, and it's obviously early. Does this group that you have, on paper anyway, this roster, how would this group compare to the two groups that he mentioned?
Well, I think they compare favorably, but that's why you play a season. You know, the season, the first season they talked about, 14-15, it's amazing how much the game has changed in that short amount of time. It was a big physical team, LaMarcus Aldridge, Robin Lopez, Nick Batum at three. You know, it was a big physical team. Later on, the game has evolved. We had Mo Harkless and Al-Farouq Aminu at wings, Evan Turner. So it was a more perimeter team, more perimeter scoring. But I think this team has a chance to compare with them. I like the continuity that we have. We've got nine guys coming back from the team last year. We added some good length, defensive length on the perimeter with Robert Covington and Derrick Jones Jr. I think we are better equipped in today's game to be better defensively, which is where our improvement has to come, obviously.
Talking to Terry Stotts, really quickly, Terry, there was a very busy offseason, in fact. You made a number of moves. I can't even get to all of them, but Carmelo Anthony did re-sign in the offseason. You and I have talked about what he's meant in terms of production and leadership. How pleased are you to have him back?
Well, I told him before he signed with us how important it was. We needed him. You know, getting Robert Covington and Derrick Jones Jr. was really good, one in a trade and one free agency, and getting Rodney Hood back. But we, with Zach Collins being out, we had a glaring hole at the four spot, and we needed him to be on this team to be competitive. What he did last year for us was exceptional, and whether his role is the same this year as it was last year, he's going to be an integral part of the success that we have this year. And I basically told him that before he signed with us.
In terms of Covington, he's an excellent and versatile defender. And then you've got Derrick Jones Jr., who really gets after it on defense as well. So what's that mean to the overall identity of the team, especially on the defensive end?
Well, it's going to change, certainly. And in some ways, it's along the lines of our Mo Harkless, Al-Farouq Aminu model, where we had length at 3 and 4. And I think the way the league is going with more perimeter-oriented and being better on the perimeter is important. We started the season last year with 5 7-footers. Nurk was hurt, but then we had Pau Gasol, Hassan Whiteside, Zach Collins, and Scalabissiere. So with injuries, we were down to one. By the time December got there, we were down to 1 7-footer. So it changes how we approach the defensive end, and I think, like I said, I think we're better equipped to be a better defensive team than we were last year.
So finally, since you mentioned Nurk, he averaged a double-double with 4 assists per game in the bubble. How pleased were you with the way he responded and the way he played in Florida coming off that leg injury?
Well, one of the benefits for us was Nurk was scheduled to come back right when the league was shut down in March, and that extra time, so March, April, May, June, all the way to July, gave him an extra 3 or 4 months to get used to the idea of playing competitive basketball, whereas if he had come back in March, he might have been a little bit more tentative. We might have been a little bit more restrictive with how many minutes he played. But by the time he got to the bubble, he was able to play at full strength. And as I mentioned, when we were in Orlando, both he and Zach Collins, coming off of those injuries and surgeries, didn't show any look of rust or anything from missing that much basketball.
I think you're right, Terry. You guys got there, and the chances of advancing were minimal, and the team got after it and played great, great basketball. He is entering his ninth season as the Blazers head coach, and hard to imagine, but they're going to turn around and run it right back. The preseason opens up against Sacramento for Portland on December 11th. We just covered a lot of ground. Terry, great to have you back. Good to hear your voice. Thanks so much, and I know we'll do it again soon.
Thanks, Jim. Stay safe.
You too. Stay safe. Terry Stotts, head coach, Blazers. I need not say it, but I will. Great jungle team. Got a lot of karma.